Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series where we are asking the question, how does Jesus deal with followers who fail him? Number four, Jesus wants our love. Our reading today is from John 21, verses 15 to 17. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." You know what it's like in sport. You've had a bad run of form. The coach calls you in for a chat. And what is the content of the conversation? What needs to be done to get you back in form? We need to do this. Let's fix that. Whether it's a change in our diet or a new S&C program, introducing a new technique, or simply a call to pull our socks up and work harder. When things are not going our way in sports, we take action. We work harder until we see results. As performance-minded people, when we feel like we're failing in our faith, we can be tempted to adopt this kind of thinking into our relationship with Jesus. We go through a period of spiritual staleness or we mess up. We often ask ourselves the question, what must I do to get back to where I was at? What do I need to put into action to ensure my faith thrives? As we have seen in our series, Peter had failed Jesus greatly. And in John 21, 15 to 17, we see Jesus come to Peter and ask him three questions. What kind of question will the coach ask to the follower who failed him? Well, if we allow our experience from sport to impact how we perceive growing in our faith, then perhaps we would expect Jesus to be like the coach who comes to us and asks, what needs to be done to get you back in form? See, perhaps we would expect Jesus to say things like, Peter, how's your prayer life? Sort that out and you'll get back in better form. Peter, are you reading your Bible enough? Do that and you'll get back to your best. Peter, are you committed enough? You need to pull your socks up. Give me your all. But Jesus does not ask these questions. He is not primarily concerned by our performance in the Christian life. Jesus knows that growing in our faith and relationship with him is not spiritual self-help. No. Jesus asks one question, the same question, three times, because above all else, Jesus wants our love. In the good times and in the bad times, in our greatest moments and in our failures, there is one thing that Jesus desires more than anything else, and it's your love. So as we near the end of this Game Day series in John 21, let's ask ourselves this question. Do you love Jesus? Not do you worship Jesus? Not do you serve Jesus? Not do you believe in Jesus? Do you love Jesus? The truth is, our love for Jesus cannot be willed through action and hard work. We cannot simply put a plan in place that we can execute that will make us love Jesus more. See, our love for Jesus will only grow when by his Spirit working in us, we increasingly see and know the depths of the love that he has for us. And as we grow more in the knowledge of how much Jesus loves us, and as we taste the sweetness of his love, we will love him more. So today, on your game day, remember what Jesus, the ultimate head coach, wants from you. Oh, it's not a perfect performance. It's not a flawless victory. He wants your love. So dwell on him today. Depend on his help. Remember his love and know that he will grow our hearts in love towards him. For his glory and for our joy. Lord God, before I compete today, help me to see the depths of your love. Help me to remember what you really desire from your followers. Forgive me when I try to please you through success and victory. Forgive me when I think you desire performance over genuine love. Grow my heart in love for you as you show me more of your heart for me. Amen. Pray for your sports friends today by name. Pray that they would come to know the love of Jesus for themselves.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.